give you a test. What does this look like?
Tech roll.
Now I'll push it because I ought to get this one right. Oh, fucking 16 dice and no sixes.
Well, it's confusing. So she says, you know, I could do with a nurse. So now, you know, right now, obviously, there's always work if you want to go and talk to the Night Sail guys.
Sounds a bit careless.
Make that into a manipulator.
It's unlikely to go that well.
He reaches down to his motorbike and sort of tilts up one of the things to see this new person talking. He goes, looks at you intently. He goes, nice armour. He flew through that storm. I'm surprised we're all alive. In fact, I owe him my life. Tell you what, I think...
Well, it's every evening here. Everyone gets stoned and has a big party.
Why does it seem to us that you're a lava lamp talking to us?
We do not need your brother.
In terms of who we take on board the vessel... We, as a ruling council of three, will decide.
Is becoming an inconvenience to this conversation.
I don't leave without my brother.
To remove your brother from the calculations, we may die in fire.
In fire.
This vessel was not designed to make atmospheric egress. I believe you are mistaken.
Well.
I wish to sing among the stars again, yes, but I am not scared.
You are listening to Song to the Siren, a Coriolis effect at your play, part 5.
Tony, and my character is Salah Otho, brother of Japhet.
And I'm Dave, and I'm playing Japhet Otho, who is obviously the brother of Salah.
He's filled you in then on the conversation.
Yes.
Did you fill him in on the conversation in front of other people?
Not openly, no.
Well, do I see these?
Yeah.
We're not.
So you can see us and coming. Mm-hmm. I'm probably waiting somewhere near, I guess, Kadim's place.
Well, I tried. Even there.
What happened?
I even offered so that if it failed and he was still there, he could take my life over there.
With what failed?
Failed to get to... get free. I think.
Although Kadim pointed out that if it failed... Everyone would die.
Yeah.
So how did you leave it with Kadim?
That Kadim enjoys drinking him and says
drinking him.
Discussing things with him, talking with him, and
I tried to point out that for tea.
So Kadim is a lava lamp.
Yes.
Do we need Kadim to fly a ship?
I've no idea.
We could go and nick it.
So the way it was, how was it left in terms of what Kadim was asking us in the first place?
What did Kadim tell you about?
Well, basically, part of the thing is that his interface is not human. So I can't fly it unless it gets made more, that's what he needs you for. To make the interface more human.
Okay.
And so therefore...
And what did he say about me storming out?
He didn't say anything, actually.
Okay. Because he had agreed to the idea of a triumvirate at one point.
Yeah. I think. But also, the impact was the fact that I did tell him that I refused to leave the people of this settlement to the.
To the salvage town guys. Did he say that his ship was capable of.
If we fixed it, but he's just, I did point out all these facts of theory, and I said the things, I found out theory doesn't really work.
And okay,
I
so
have to say, he fundamentally disagrees with you on this point because on Zalus B, you're all religious nutters.
Mm-hmm.
He does things scientifically. You do things because of your belief.
Mm-hmm.
That's why your theories don't work.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about my actual experiences here.
Yeah.
So, have we settled? Are we happy that Kadeem's ship is this temple?
Did we get that confirmed?
I think it's most probably it's the settlement. It's part of the temple which leads down to settlement. The whole settlement is actually to sustain him and the people.
Because, yeah, in theory, I like his idea. I'm happy to fix the ship.
Maybe I should be a bit more wary of saying this, but the whole power source windmills and everything else, not only it fuels him, it fuels it keeps his back from the ship going. So if we destroy the windmills and such like that...
I wasn't suggesting that I wouldn't destroy the windmills, but...
But this is what he doesn't understand.
Does the ship need to be modified so humans can fly it? Because...
Of its alien
it was
origin.
Flown by the AI, or was it because it was flown by an alien?
Maybe. He says he's been here for a minute, and of course that's been only for a bit beyond my... But he says, yes, without the interface being adapted, humans cannot fly. For some reason, he can't fly the ship. It's obviously some part of his...
So, the sticking point at the end... For us having an agreement was one, him wanting to go and kill my brother because my brother was a problem in the negotiation.
Hey, you wanted to remove your brother from the equation.
He didn't say kill.
Well, how else is he going to remove? Other, you know.
Well, most probably banish you, most probably. But, I think it's the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. And secondly,
for some unknown reason, he cannot fly it.
The kind of decision making over who goes on board the ship. Because actually,
how many people did he say can get on the ship?
He didn't, but 500 couldn't. But maybe, depending on how big the ship is, we could rig up, like we have done before, independent stasis pods that we could then use to... Yeah, there are... Hundreds of stasis pods out in the fields.
In the fields, yes.
That we could recover and just pile them up in the hole, maybe.
Yes, yeah.
Most of them have been...
But a lot of them, I suppose, were smashed, yeah.
Yeah, but cannibalised for what?
For a start, for things like the walls of Club Topeka.
Mm-hmm. But he seems to be...
But the key stasis machinery in there, most of it's going to be intact. Because people have taken things like, you know...
I even tried to manipulate him.
The key...
And I got two successes.
We heard a big... So we thought, he's had a good roll.
Yeah. Surprised myself on that. This ain't going to work.
Take a wits roll, Dave.
One success.
One success. The issue isn't travelling through portal space.
It's getting through the atmosphere. That's the
No, but in terms of getting people on board...
On board, yeah.
You could probably pack more people in if you could stack them in stasis pods.
Well...
In...
Conceivably... Well, no, I'm not saying.
Depending on what the inside of the ship is like, and we haven't even seen it, so I haven't... You know, I've got no idea whether I could fix it or not. There might be loads of space in the ship where we could put people...
I'm going to go see the priest, because after a few hours...
Yeah.
So did you leave in a bit of a huff?
No, I didn't leave in a huff.
I think we should go back and speak to Kadeem, because the priest ain't going to do any good.
No, we must have to wait for... If we go storming on blah, 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 we must have to... So I said to Kadeem, it did not go well, but we are... there must be a way for him to see sense. Going on being more of a...
So how many people know... What Kadeem is.
This is true. But then if you start saying that, it's going to start causing a bit of...
No, I'm just curious. Not saying we need it, but how I mean...
So, from your conversations that you've heard, you don't think...
It's only a few.
You think only a few people know the true nature of Kadeem.
Yeah. Yeah.
Otherwise, he's a wise old man.
Yeah. I think the three of us should go back and request to speak to Kadeem again.
Well, I'll go to the prelate and say, look, I am not saying no, but Kadeem must realise I cannot, in true conscience, what I've seen.
Who are you saying this to Tebra?
I cannot really truly abandon them to that.
Well, I guess there's a number of questions here. One is, can we get everybody off from this settlement off the planet?
And also, as you are a comrade, and I just dropship you. Yeah, so no, I can't really abandon your brother either.
No, but again, if we can take everybody from the settlement, then he's on board anyway, regardless. But then there's still the wider question of, however often people get dropped on this planet. Prisoners, mm-hmm. You then get eaten by Cordoba and the other guys. So the question is, if we can take everybody from here, do we just leave
He did say, do I want to kill? And I said yes, but then the Kadeem said, but then somebody else would just replace him.
Oh, that's true. So we could just make a decision to, leave Cordoba and
they have made their choice. If they want to be abominations, heretics, then...
Yeah, the people that they harvest and they come down.
Now you're the one
that made that choice.
Now you're the one that's having the moral.
I'm glad somebody's having some morals. we've come a long way since you were saying, let's just kill these guys and steal their van. The milk float that they were tied up on.
I'm going to go back up to Kadeem's place.
It's difficult to get into Kadeem's place without an invitation.
Well, I can get to the door.
Yeah.
And then knock on the door and say, I was talking...
I'll go to the priest and say, may we have another audience?
No, fuck it. Frankly, if Kadeem wants to get off this planet, he needs us.
Yes,
so he's going to stop being a twat and start behaving like a reasonable... artificial intelligence and negotiate with us.
And Orak, you mean, gets...
don't think Orak was reasonable. I think he was a pain in the arse, actually.
No, he wasn't reasonable.
Zen was reasonable.
Zen was quite nice.
That's just Zen we're talking, not Orak. Yeah. Orak was annoying.
Well, it might be alright. He knows what Matt's done with it.
But... little twat. Little twat.
This is Kadeem.
But actually, there aren't many areas... that are really in contention here. We're actually quite close to a deal, I think. So I'm going to knock on the door. So I was talking to Kadeem earlier. I would very much like to speak to him again.
Cool. Maybe come back tomorrow.
This is a matter of some urgency.
If
you wouldn't mind.
This is one of the beautiful young.
What's his face? Who sneered at me? I must be.
If you wouldn't mind. This is a matter of some importance and urgency, importance to everybody. So I'd be very grateful if you could at least ask the question.
The question's been asked, man.
Yeah. I'll go and talk to the priest and
you'll
ask.
You'll be on the BR.
Mm-hmm. I'll go and talk to the priest and say, look, we're nearly there.
We've got three grass belts. We can get to his ship.
And just say, look.
Let's go and have a look at it.
And see if we can have another, see if we can do it that way. Get another audience that way.
Hey.
Yes, you may.
Sure, yeah, he said it didn't go well.
I am surprising myself here. I mean,
When you see the priest, he's half-dressed. He's just wearing loose trousers.
He's obviously just...
hairy chest.
Got up.
A few hickeys on his chest. He said, are you there with him or?
No.
No, okay.
No, I'm not. I thought he went with that.
He said the argument was over your friend Salah.
And the whole plus the whole settlement.
Yeah, you got to reckon that, he's got difficult choices to make.
We've all had to make a difficult choice.
So look, there's no point in getting everybody's hopes up.
And what happens if you're one of the ones who gets left?
Hey, if it goes smoothly, the people who get left won't even know they've been left until it's too late. If we start inviting everybody on, then and we can't take everybody, then how do we decide who should come on and who shouldn't?
Okay,
the team's a machine, right? I mean,
remember, we've paid a darkness point for this guy with our talent.
Yeah.
So has he done his word and got us some wet, cold weather gear and stuff for an expedition to the ship?
He got the meeting.
That's what he did.
It wasn't what I asked for, though.
No, well, that's what.
If that's what you want, he can get it for you. But
what I want is for this.
I think we should go and look at the ship.
Yeah. What I want, of course, is to take everybody off.
Well, everybody off the whole prison planet.
No, off the settlement, not everybody. Yeah.
Well, I guess that's also cool. A thing.
I mean, that's what we want. Who are we? Want.
To take...
Sorry, are you here with the priest?
No, but as a player to player, who are we to agree that we should take 500 convicted prisoners off a planet, prison planet, serving their sentence? Of course, we're going to try and get us off, but we're not in a position to make.
So all right. So I've got your brother saying getting mixed cross signals here. No, these aren't innocent
children that need saving. Well, but there are some, I guess, children who are born here.
There are, probably.
That might deserve saving, but...
Innocent children on, who have been created without doing any crime.
But if we get them on the ship, and smash a deem, say...
I'm not even saying we do that. I just think, let's look at the problem. I don't even know if I can fix it until I go and look at it. I've no idea what's the problem, This might all be pie in the sky if I've got no way of fixing his ship.
I'm going to... Well, okay, you get a couple. We're going to see if we can get another meeting with Tony's wheel.
Yeah, well, I'm not meeting him unless Salah's...
Yes, that's what I said, yes. I'm only free, you're making me a...
Just saying. It's up to Zen.
So you're asking Jabba for another meeting... Mm. This time, including Sam.
Yeah.
Okay, he says. Well, I'll see what I can do. But I can't make promises. Later on in the day, he comes back and he's got his arms full of kind of parkas. And he says, "Look, your friend Yaffet wanted the wet weather gear, the cold weather gear.
Mm-hmm.
These are all." Parkers in a kind of Inuit way, all handmade. These should keep you warm enough, but I can't get you a meeting with Kadeem with Salah. He's adamant. He kind of, he's a mathematician. When the math doesn't work out, you'll wait.
Okay, well, I'm going to go up to the ship.
Good try.
What time of day is it?
It'll take a couple of days' journey to get to the ship.
Okay, so can we gather some tents as well that we can stay in? Provisions. I'm getting the grav belts from.
Cool. Yeah.
From the engineering thing. Did Willa ever turn up?
Who?
Willa.
Steptoe.
Oh,
right, yeah.
No, I don't think he's been...
You're supposed to be.
Because I could do with a gun.
Maybe he's been eaten.
Quite possibly. Okay, I think we should go and look at the ship, because we're not getting anywhere. I'm not leaving without my brother.
Yes, I got the...
I think let's all go there. If we can get it working, and you can fly it, leave Kadeem here, the bastard.
So, I guess the easiest sort of shortcut for the journey is everybody make a survival roll.
Do we get a bonus because of all the gear?
No, just make a straight survival roll.
That's weird. Yeah,
if you fail, does that mean we die on the way?
I have two successes.
One success.
I have no successes. I'll have another go though.
Well, I can leave. Well, can't my survival roll help him?
Make a prayer.
I'm praying.
With
a success.
Get yourself.
Well, sorry, you don't make it because your prayer wasn't heard by the icons, apparently.
How is that? Bloody hell.
Right, so it's an easy journey to begin with. You don't need your cold weather gear, it's still quite warm. But as you get higher up the mountains, it gets colder.
We only use the grab bolt sparingly when we absolutely have to.
And, eventually you hit the foot, the meltwaters of this glacier that eventually become the river that...
Should we down the river so we...
No shit in it.
Both destroy the community.
Unfortunately not.
That's always awesome.
Then you need your grav belts to kind of get up and
get up the, glass, that's the face job, of the
unless
yeah.
you want to climb it for whatever
reason. Let's use the grav belts.
Let's use the grav belts.
And then you're travelling across the glacier, walking again if you're using your grav belts sparingly.
Yeah, I'm going to use the grav belts when we have to because we don't want any risk of the break.
There's risk of ravines in the glacier, cracks that you could fall down. But
I think we have the grav belts ready.
No, your survival roll is. I'm just telling you your journey.
Okay.
So there was possibly an incident where Tony
slipped
and uttered a prayer and didn't talk to
managed to turn the grav belt on quickly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you'd have been dead.
And
then I could go back. Sort of
them, then I could go
eventually in the distance.
Okay. Should we go?
You'd sob a bit though, wouldn't you? Would say.
I'd be upset. Yes.
Yeah.
You have to camp out on the glacier. As it's getting dark, you can see in the shadows these sort of four spires, slightly wonky, of what must be the temple. A central, taller spire, and then equidistant around it, three shorter ones.
Okay. Let's make our final approach to the temple.
Temple.
Well, I shouldn't call it liberator because it hasn't liberated us yet, has it?
I thought it was going to be a bastard and stick it down the scrapyard.
So it's going to have like three prongs sticking out the sides with a large kind of bulbous circular bit at the back.
I think it does it, but the bulbous bit is stuck in the ground and it's facing upwards. That's why it looks like a temple with four things sticking out of that.
Yeah. What the liberator would look like.
Precisely.
I have no idea what you're talking about then.
No, neither do I. What are you talking about?
It's a creation of my own design.
It's entirely original. Completely original creativity.
So you've got these partly man-made looking, absolutely covered in ice though, so not at all man-made looking, structure, but it looks like a structure. Somebody's built it. Walking around each of these spires, there's no obvious way in.
I'm going to use my grav belt to kind of fly up a little bit and kind of look at it from above, see if that...
You can't get above it. The grav belt doesn't go that high.
Okay. Up it then, as it were, so I can get a view in, see if there's any other perspective about an entrance.
In is difficult, because it doesn't seem to have any windows or viewports at all.
Or airlocks.
Nothing that looks doors. Like an
it's called a temple, so had the people from Club Topeka managed to gain access to it?
That's the impression you'd got, that people have been in it.
Well, maybe they still got to that was like a temple, but never actually got up there.
Well, let's...
You should sit back down and ask your priest mate how the door is.
Do you want to ring him?
Oh, yeah, right now.
Text him.
Text him, yeah.
Facebook him.
No, I refuse to use Facebook. I'm sorry, there's only so far I'll go.
We'll freeze to death because you won't use Facebook. can we then do a really thorough search around...
Okay, everybody make observation.
Yeah.
Six dice for me. Are you joining me doing a really thorough search?
Observation?
It's one success for me.
Observation?
Yes.
No, it's one success for me.
One success for me also.
Okay, so between you all, you kind of circulate this and go sort of radiating away circles around to try and find it. And in the end, you find something that may once have been a sort of ice cave. You've come quite some distance from it, but it looks like that what you might have mistaken for a ravine. Again, looks like it had actually been chiselled away, but it's entirely blocked. It doesn't have a door in there.
It's entirely blocked.
Ice.
Yeah, right, and snow. Snow and ice. Yes.
Can we dig through it with the equipment that the cold weather equipment we were given?
Pickaxes, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that would be a force roll from all of you.
A force roll. That's strength, isn't it?
Well, yes. So it's just...
Unfortunately, so. I'll do my best.
Not his strength, yeah.
I got one success.
I got two successes.
Ooh, one success.
It's going to take some time. You're making progress. You can see the ice thinning.
Mm. By time, we're talking hours, days.
It's going to take another night staying here. Okay.
Let's set camp here. On the way out of Topeka, I've reclaimed my knife.
Oh yeah.
All your weapons.
And our food and some water.
Oh yeah.
Although we've got rations here, but I want some of those.
No, you don't, that's the metagaming, but you don't use ice water, it just makes you more dehydrated.
You don't what, sorry?
You don't drink, right? It just dehydrates you even more.
Yeah, I said bring some of the water that we
have. So you think about using...
Rather than melting the ice.
So...
Let's make another survival roll, everybody.
It's when I used to walk out there. Sorry, what?
Survival roll for this night.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
We can do it in kind of the gap we've created, so we're somewhat...
About an I3.
I get three successes.
I get one success.
You don't, Andy.
Can my three successes... He's with me. I'm not going to leave him to die whilst I've got three successes, am I?
Well, you've built a nice little warm camp for yourself.
So a really good camp.
I've got a warm little camp. I've got my boxer shorts on. I've got my cigars. He's outside like,
I can't make a tent. I can't put my tent up.
I've got myself a little mansion.
Okay. So you, overnight, and then
I help him put his tent
through the next day, and eventually you pull away a sort of plug of ice that formed in something, and you can see here that this has got like pit props in it.
Plastic.
Well, it.
That's someone's.
This is a tunnel that has been made.
The roof is suspended with.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you walk down this tunnel. It's dark, but you've been given torches, I imagine, of some sort. And suddenly, give me your map making.
Should I draw it?
No. I'm going to draw it in cross section, as it were. So.
Tons of yetis.
So we do need to be conscious that we might have been followed by somebody.
Yes, yetis.
Well, possibly.
Well, really, if they had grav belts as well.
Do you know, climbing gear?
It was still going to be slower than going on the grav belts on the tricky climbing bit.
But the trouble is, you never know what he's actually got reserved here.
Although we then have camped here for a day, so.
Yeah.
And you don't know actually how old is that.
Zen
or
Kadim
or Oric or William. Let's call him Oric. He's been there.
So you've got this sort of spire. Mm. This is in plan. You've gone down this long corridor, and suddenly it opens into a space that is a massively tall. And there was
So where were we?
This is the tunnel we've just gone in, and it's kind of. Open up into a massive.
Okay.
But you almost have to stop.
Is this an ice tunnel down here? Or is it?
No, this is something that's really hard for you to describe. It looks. Sorry?
Nothing.
What did you say?
Nothing.
It looks...
When a GM says, is this something really hard for you to describe? As Andy said, It actually means it's something really hard for you, the GM, to describe.
No, no. It looks engineered, but also grown.
It's not bloody dwarves, it is.
And so what's... If we look up this way...
Well, that's...
That's down.
Yeah, that's down. Okay, well, that's the spire.
So this is in plan.
Okay, so this is the central spire, is it?
No, that's one of the other ones, you think.
One of the three.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and it's going. That's going up.
Yeah,
obviously.
Out.
Okay, statement of the obvious of the day. That one.
You can't beat Yaphet's engineering skill.
Don't miss a trick, me.
This is what Kadeem needed. Somebody who knew where up was.
Yeah, up towards the sky. But actually, he's on the right track. Yeah.
Oh, look, it is like 5 to 12. Yeah.
I thought we might be done by 12. But...
We're not far off, I guess. Okay, well, let's have a look down then.
You're going to need to use your grav belts to...
Is there light in here?
No, there's your light.
Okay. Yeah, let's use the grav belts then to sort of come across to this side and then... Gently kind of slide down that side.
Okay.
Or walk down the side if it's possible.
Well, you can't... This is pretty much sheer.
Is it?
It's about 45 degrees on here.
Well, 45, yeah, but
maybe 55.
Have you tried climbing a... Walking down a slope like that? Icy cold?
No, but I haven't ever used a grav belt before either.
Yeah, no, so the grav belt
yes.
is the thing you want to do.
Yeah
okay, it's fair enough. Yeah, that's fair enough, yep.
So as he made them, he does the rolls, and we blame him if we all go cracking into our deaths. Excellent.
It works perfectly. You haven't had to make a roll yet, so don't give him the bloody idea.
But when you do make a roll, each grav belt has got a gear bonus of one.
Yeah.
So
if we think we're in one of the outlying three spires, let's go down rather than up, I think.
Yep.
Oh, well, I don't know. We need to go... Yeah. Think of the design of the Liberator. We need to go across.
Liberator. Oh. I didn't realise we were playing Blake 7 or
I'm the only just twigs, aren't
I? Oh, sorry.
Not listen to the podcast.
That podcast.
Yeah.
So,
well, for a few minutes here.
This
enough
shaft corridor that goes up and down. Are there obvious entrances or doors in the side?
Yeah, so they're a little bit further down, which is kind of out of sight of the your torches.
Down here.
Now, just a bit further down than I've drawn. On the opposite side, there's another sort of tunnel. And the thing with all these tunnels is they're all round. There's no obvious flaw on any of them.
Okay, I suggest.
And is that just open so we can go? We can go down there. Yeah? It's not. There's not a door blocking it.
No. Most of the doors seem to be open.
Yeah, okay. I suggest we try and go inwards towards the main spire at every opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we'll go through this lateral tunnel.
Okay. So eventually, you get to where you think the main spire is.
Mm-hmm.
Is this just one big long corridor? Or?
Well, it's...
Twists and turns. And...
Give me the thing.
I've already given you a pencil, so there is
one. Oh, sorry, I didn't get that back.
That's all right.
So the angles are steeper, basically, on the inside. And the geometry, kind of confusing. But you are picking up, quite rightly, the shape of the Liberator.
Is there a tangible sense of power in here?
No, there's a...
Humming or anything?
It's a sound like song.
Mm-hmm. We're going to have night lasers.
But it's wind, you imagine, in the tunnels.
Okay.
And there is absolutely no power. No sense of power.
Okay. No nightmares then, or whatever it was.
No nightmares?
Night walks.
Hey, nightmare. No, I'm not saying any more about what happened when they first found the Liberator.
I haven't seen it for 40
years. You wait and see. I've got something for you.
Okay. Okay, can we kind of reach here? Do we have any sense? Is there any light in any of these? Any glow from anywhere?
There's absolutely zero power. Nothing.
Do we want to go backwards towards the big green bulbousy bit?
or forwards
towards the pointy bit?
I think backwards, isn't it? Not that I know anything about it.
Okay, let's continue to head down then.
Okay.
At every opportunity.
In this area, everything's been kind of these big, quite wide sort of tubes.
Uh-huh.
It's almost like the capillary system of a plant or something like that. But you're coming into bigger areas, more sort of communal.
Uh-huh.
There's nothing like on the Liberator, no sense of a bridge with chairs in it and uh-huh. controls. But as you explore, there are areas of possible congregation.
Uh-huh.
We found the teleporter room yet.
Spherical.
Have we found the curling tongs or the ray guns yet?
So,
curling tongs and bracelets.
So you might... Are you going down, you said, didn't you?
Yeah, I think so.
Mixing his whiskey is a bad sign,
isn't it? So the spaces you start discovering are like that. But they don't make any sense so, as far as...
Like the control room.
There's no sign of power.
No power. There's just wind...
Wind whizzing around.
Well,
I have a feeling the more we go down, the more we're actually going to end up to where we kind of turned up in the...
Sorry?
No, I'm just thinking if we go further down, we're going to end up more in the audience room or near the...
Really? You think this goes so deep that
it's
going to be down? The settlement's miles down, isn't it? We're a long way off from the settlement, aren't we?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Aren't we?
Yeah, no, the settlement is miles away. Two days away. This is not part of the same ship.
Okay.
That is not part of the same ship.
It's not part of the same ship?
That's not part of the ship.
It's a settlement ship as well.
No, sorry.
He's confused.
It's bloody gone midnight. It's not part of the
ship. You're using the jelly there.
He had thought that maybe the room they were in was part of the vessel.
No, it's not.
But no sign of power whatsoever.
For the millionth time.
No, not
even a little bit of power.
No, absolutely no. Can I do an observation roll
to see if there's any power?
Do an observation roll. Actually, yeah, everybody do an observation roll.
Oh, God.
What's happened, guys?
We're all dying horribly.
Annoying the GM. But I continue asking if there's any power.
Observation roll.
Yeah, fair.
One success on my observation roll.
Two successes.
Bugger rule.
Okay. You are aware of other people? Question mark. Possibly watching you.
Hmm. Watching.
From where? Are we in one of these big round?
From maybe up. Maybe down. I mean, the real problem with this is there doesn't seem to be any sense of up and down. I mean, there's up and down. That you've worked out. Well done, you. But in terms of ship design, there's no sense of a deck or...
Well, you can be really sarky, but you're playing an idea that I had in the podcast. So
it's a good idea. I'm living it. But there's no sense of a deck. The spaces, as I say, are all kind of spherical.
So these big round, these spherical spaces, and what's in those around the edges?
Nothing. As I say, there's no furniture in any of these.
Okay, are we in one of these big round things at the moment?
But you got how many? Your
two successes.
Two successes. So you just got a sense of not actually being alone.
I see a feeling
that there are humanoid shapes kind of clinging to the ceiling above you, if that were the ceiling.
And we're kind of here?
Mm. Or in that shapes, one there,
the
yeah.
Shapes up here.
Yeah.
Okay, can we train the light on them? And have a look.
Well, your torches, I was thinking, were flame torches as opposed to electric torches.
Really?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
This is a universe that has spaceships?
Sorry? Have spaceships, yeah.
I'm sure
they do. But you also have crochet on this planet, because a lot of what you're making is your own stuff.
Yeah. And I'm sure they're capable of making batteries with torches. I mean, it's not...
Yeah, but they might use batteries and torches on other
things. Then maybe they've got clockwork torches. You can
clockwork LED torches, yeah. Right. Okay. So, yeah. Okay, as you train a torch on it, it sort of skitters into the darkness. It doesn't like the light. Apparently.
Did it get a look at what it was?
It looked human.
No.
But clinging to the ceiling.
Yeah, it was kind of human from the torso up, but it had like spider.
I'm going to find the cocoon and put myself in it so I can be one of them in a month's time.
Yeah, that'd
be much bloody easier.
So, around the edge of these spheres, are there like handholds or railings?
No, I mean, this is the real... Yeah, there's things you could use to handhold. But there's nothing that's like, this is a handhold and this is a ladder and these are railings for going up and down the companionway.
And this is spider web.
This is an alien
vessel
architecture. It's
almost as if this ship was built by creatures that had never ever felt the pressure of gravity on a planet's surface, that they live their entire lives in zero G. Possibly. I think we still go downwards.
Yeah. Okay.
Looking for some kind of propulsion system or an engineering. Something that looks vaguely engineering. And they must have got those interfaces from somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Are there signs here of ropes and stuff having been tied to anything at some distant point in the park? Is there any signs here of ropes being tied to anything for people to climb up and down?
You said a thing to your teammates that I didn't quite hear.
They must have got those interfaces from somewhere.
No, the interfaces are off spaceships.
Okay, so were those interfaces things that they were then experimenting with to try and make a...
You want to make a wits roll?
I did not make a wits roll.
Oh dear.
Those interfaces are really...
technology roll, I mean.
I got 8 dice then. I do this time, I get 1 success.
Okay, yeah, it's dawning on you that maybe the bit you recognise with the interface, they are off spaceships. They've crashed, they're salvaged.
Yeah.
The bit you didn't recognise is them trying to get a way of making...
Making an interface with this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So my other question was, are there signs of ropes and things? If someone's explored
there,
this before...
Yes, there have been... this is explored...
Are there obvious signs we can detect that of where they've gone?
Where who have gone?
The people
who have explored this before.
Yeah.
Can we follow them?
Well, they've pretty much gone all over this ship.
Okay, fair enough. Let's keep heading downwards. We'll use the grav belts to come down to the bottom, for what is us the bottom anyway of this.
Okay.
And then we'll keep heading downwards.
The people, the creatures that you've seen?
Not sure, they went upwards, didn't they?
Well, no, that I spotted above, but they've been following you for some time.
Okay, how many of them, do we think?
Hard to spot.
Well, they obviously know we're here.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So... Hello!
Do we say they look human? But they're kind of skittering about kind of on the ceiling. So they don't move like any human that we've seen?
They are...
Are these kind of like from the Descent?
They look like a thin and twisted human with only a few torn patches of hair left in their heads and with burning eyes and long claws instead of fingers.
That don't sound great, does it?
No, it's not very friendly.
Do these heavy clothes give us any extra armour value?
No.
Oh, joy. So we're going to get ripped to shred by...
Okay, I mean, we could try and chase them, but we'd be chasing them forever. Mm. And we'd never catch them if they move like that.
Oh, if they're not attacking us, then leave them.
So let's keep heading for somewhere where we think we might find an engineering bay. So yeah, we'll keep going south, but keeping our eyes open, obviously, for these things if they come closer.
Okay, so there are more of these strange spaces.
Mm-hmm. These big bulbous.
Nothing recognisable. I mean, you may encounter a dome with some other shapes in it, but, you know, it's not like it's a grav drive or an antimatter drive or anything that you can have seen
before.
So the bays are kind of beyond your understanding at the moment.
Ideas, guys?
Apart from just continuing to explore.
Have we at any point we reached the dead end?
Sorry?
Have at any point we reached the dead end?
At some point, I guess. Yeah, if you keep going down, you'll reach a dead end.
But we find nothing but chambers similar to the ones
nothing
we found.
Nothing you understand.
No chambers bigger, bigger than these spherical spaces that we've already been in.
No, nothing bigger. Well, I mean, of various sizes, but...
Nothing that looks like anywhere where you could interface a human interface.
But the fact that the people in the settlement have tried to make an interface, there must be
somewhere
where they thought they could then try and attach that.
Yeah. Okay, should we try going upwards then?
Upwards and out, you mean?
Up to the top of this spire, because we haven't done that. We've only went down and this... On the middle spire.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's try going up.
In the middle spire?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I have my knife drawn in case we need to use it against those skittering motherfuckers.
It's kind of getting
cold.
More difficult. I've got about 3 darkness points in for each of you.
That's nice.
You're finding it, with your rational mind, Dave, kind of difficult to think.
Okay, can I try and pull myself together? Is it just me, or is it the other guys?
No, all of you, one for each of you. You're all trying to... You were confused because this is an entirely alien space, but now you almost feel like there's a pressure on your mind, like you're drunk or...
Not never been drunk.
Even perception is here. It's almost like you feel you don't need torches to see the shapes, but everything looks dark, but it's...
But we can see where we're going?
Yeah, but it's confusing.
And this is getting worse.
Can you make an observation roll at -2?
Okay. And this is getting worse the further up the main spire we go.
One dice, is it?
Sorry?
So it's -2. You lose 2 dice then,
You lose 2 dice, yeah.
Well, got it. 1 success.
No successes.
1 success.
Okay. No successes.
No, not
really. You're suddenly realising that these creatures are kind of very close to you and
can we
curious about you.
Culture roll to see what they
closer
are?
Closer to him.
Can you make a culture roll to see what they might be?
Culture roll?
I can't because I've got no culture.
I can't remember what their culture bonus or whatever it is. Yeah, culture roll at -2.
-2, okay.
Better than none.
Mm-hmm. What did you get? Not a success.
Not a six.
Yeah.
Do you want to push it?
1 9. Is it worth it?
Depends. It might be. Okay, it might be everything.
Okay. Four. No, fail.
Okay. Can I see them getting close to him?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Both can, I suppose.
Right? Kind of curious looking around him. It's very difficult for him to sort of comprehend them.
Are they threatening?
No, they're kind of... seducing him in a way. They, you know, they're kind of... They're not touching you at the moment, but they're kind of stroking...
And how many are there?
You've probably each got a couple sort of very close to you now, kind of.
And we can see them, but he can't.
Well, no, he can see them, but it's very difficult. You're all struggling to actually put two and two together. You're sort of falling into a dreamscaper.
So I'll try and push
on. I'll talk to them, eh?
Yeah,
hello. Do you speak whatever languages we speak?
Speak very slowly. I say, do you speak English? Oh.
Speak common. We mean you no harm.
Mm-hmm.
We want to communicate with you if you can understand us.
Suddenly, the one that you're kind of trying to talk to, quicker than the almost human I can see, lashes out and tries to scrub you with her claws. And I'm going to make a roll for that.
Are we about to go into initiatives?
You might well be about to go into initiatives.
I'm going to take the card, this card from earlier back.
Thank you. And it goes melee combat 4 or 5.
Why does everybody always want to attack us?
So it reaches out and
one success.
Scratches you. You got armour on?
I don't think I have armour anymore.
Yeah, you've got the 2 points of armour. Mm.
Got the 2 points of
armour. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That, didn't we?
Yeah.
No.
So I take 1 point of damage. But you feel like you can't move anymore.
Can I speak still?
No, I don't think you can. You feel paralysed.
Can he resist?
Maybe. You want to roll initiative or draw initiative?
I guess so.
Mm-hmm.
So there's two of them on each of us.
Well, one has struck him when he tried to talk to them. The others don't appear to be.
Six. The first number
four.
You read.
Four. Only five then.
One.
So, what do you want to do?
The one that struck him, am I close enough to attack it?
You could move and attack, but you'd have to make a grav belt roll to do the move.
And there's one near me? Okay, there's one next
there's
to me.
There's two then. Sort of close to you.
Okay. Did it look like it was being aggressive or just curious?
That one.
On him?
It changed from its curious to its scratching thing.
Okay. I'm going.
Very quickly.
I'm going to stick my knife in the nearest one to me.
Okay.
So my melee combat is 6, 5. Plus I've got... So the sword has +1 bonus, but I think the knife probably doesn't have any bonus. Let's check. That might be important. It's an extra dice after all. So normal knife bonus, nope. But I get +1 initiative with it, so actually I've got 7. But that's 5 dice.
Okay.
So one hit. Shall I push that? Because two damage is not going to be... doesn't really do anything, does it?
No.
I'm going to push. And they get a lot of bloody dice. Come on. Okay, that's two hits. So that's going to be three damage. It's not enough for a crit.
Okay. Three damage. Can you...
And I've got one, I've got a fast action left, haven't I?
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm going to move towards Salah.
Okay. So make a... pilot roll?
Pilot? Are we standing on a surface here?
Generally, you're not standing on the surface.
Well, okay.
Yes, the surfaces are generally at angles that are very
different. I don't have pilot, so I can't do it because it's a special skill. It's an advanced skill.
Dexterity, then.
Okay. Four dice. And that's just to move, is it?
That's just to move, yeah.
Okay.
But you get your bonus. Your
plus one for the grapple, okay. Nope, that's a fail.
Right, so you set off moving, but you're not necessarily moving towards him like you want you to. Who's next?
It'll be fire, let me move it.
Oh, yep.
Okay, so let's try this. So it's plus one the dice roll, plus two damage, and plus two. So if I get two dice, I get a crit then with this, yeah? I get two hits.
The sword?
With the sword.
Oh, you need to do three damage to do. You do the first hit, does damage, and then you need two crits beyond that.
Two successes
to get a crit, yeah.
Okay, so anyway.
So you need three sixes.
Three sixes, sorry.
In the way that I did, but I only got two.
strength, isn't it? That's two, six, that's seven dice then. Seven, there we go.
Always two successes.
Two successes, yeah.
You're going to live with those two?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Or did you want to push, try and crit it? I know, but it's kind of, again, he's got so many as it is.
So that roll then, do I?
It'd be good to put one. If there's one, at least five of them, maybe six of them.
No. Have a blacky penny.
Dark bear.
So that's three damage, though.
So, you can't really do anything. You can.
Can he resist?
Can I try to resist?
Try to resist the paralysis. I can't remember how the bloody paralysis thing works. Give me a moment. Do you remember about the poisons roll? You did a thing on this, Dave.
It's a paralysis poison, is it?
Sort of. Okay, so I think it's four. So, use your... what stat... I think strength stat, roll for that against the four.
Just strength.
Yeah. Yes. And get one success.
I get two successes.
Okay, so yeah, you are moving again.
So can I now act?
No, not this time.
That was my action. Okay.
They're kind of curious. They're not particularly attacking, but...
Well, fucking attack me with fucking poison. That felt pretty attacking to me.
Well, don't encourage them. If they don't want to attack on their turn, which is their action now, that's fine.
Can I be?
What are your movement plans? Because they don't seem to be attacking, so we're moving on to the next round, I guess.
Okay, well, my intention was to... Originally, was just to keep going up the spire.
This is getting harder. The further we go up, it gets harder, does it?
Yeah, it's harder to think.
So is that caused by these creatures, though, rather than the ship itself?
I don't know. These creatures look kind of feral. They're not getting a huge sense of intelligence from that, are
you? Not particularly. You don't think You can't. You don't need to reason with them. And in a way, you're trying to talk to them. That seem to be the thing that.
So can we try and move further up the ship? And that'll leave them behind us?
They're kind of tracking you. They move. They're skittling along the walls as opposed to grab belts. But they move pretty quickly. They've got a movement rate of 16.
So they keep up with us?
I think, your grab belt movement rate isn't that amazing.
I think it's further try to go up. It's going to work.
Depends whether it's these creatures that are doing that or whether it's the
ship.
Did he succeed in a culture roll?
Yeah, it didn't work out what it was. He's got one, and it's at minus two.
That was it. Yeah, he didn't get a 16.
What's time?
Half past 12.
Oh dear.
Okay.
Should we just try and kill him?
In fact, going to... No, don't try and kill him. You'll lose. So eventually you come into a space that's different from all the other ones that you've seen. And what makes it different is the kind of texture on the walls.
We've moved forward.
It's kind of ice. You know, it's all kind of icy and snowy, and this metallic-y, engineered, grown thing. This is like that, except sort of spread out across one wall is one surface is a dark, shadowy, hard to say.
Oh, it's Zen. Hello, Zen.
Dark, shadowy creature, monster?
No, it's kind of the surface. It's not on the surface, it's of the surface.
Is it moving? Is it?
No, it's...
Okay, can we approach it and try and analyse what it is?
It's very hard to think. The closer you get to it, the harder it is to think.
Fuck it, I'm going up to it and touching it.
You get... Roll on your empathy.
Not wits. I get a success.
You get a feeling of loss and loneliness and being split apart, separated.
So is this... The ship feeling lost because Zen isn't here. Zen, Kadeem.
I have no idea who this is.
Say hello. Was it Kadeem, isn't it?
Sorry?
Just mention his name here then.
You mentioned what you say in what sort of context are you?
Well, I'm just saying.
Are you missing Kadeem?
As you're touching, so you've got this sort of empathic bond. Yeah, there's a sort of pang of loss.
We can bring Kadeem home. Mm-hmm. Do you get a sense of hope or optimism or?
Not particularly.
Or don't want that cunt back.
Back, yeah.
No. Possibly, it didn't seem to be negative.
Dismissing him.
Massively.
Positive either.
Positive, but it didn't seem to be a negative thing. The broad emotion. As I say, is this sense of separation that almost drowns out everything else.
Sense of separation. So maybe is it separation from space, maybe?
Maybe.
I'm thinking, you know. Is it
thinking to it doesn't seem to work.
Okay. So did you want to be back amongst the stars?
Yeah. You get an idea that again another pang.
That more stronger than the Kadeem?
No.
Feel pretty chippy with ideas, guys.
No. I just said that. Well, yes.
What is keeping me from the stars?
Confusion. You're only getting emotions here.
Okay. Okay, I'm gonna say. Okay. You're trapped by the ice.
Sadness.
And I'm gonna, if we release you from the ice.
You're recognising this sort of lack of joy as being resignation.
Lack of joy, so the fact is it's resigned to...
And it's stuck here.
Stuck here.
You're not stuck here. You don't have to be stuck here. We can free you.
I don't think it thinks you can. Listen, or you don't think, I should say. You're trying to... Very difficult, you know, this is working on a purely emotional level.
Mm. Yeah.
So it's not communicating with you, you are...
I'll put my hands on this thing, so then...
Okay.
Well, so
what's your empathy role?
I have a few roles.
You're a pilot, because maybe you can free it.
Yeah, free, yeah. I'll let it share my memories. It's trying to say, you know... No.
Push it,
okay.
Ah, yes! No, it was at a 4. Not a, it fell right next to that 6. No successes.
You're finding it very difficult to communicate empathically with it.
Is there anywhere else in this chamber that is showing a similar kind of glow? Or a similar thing?
Or shadow just, as opposed to glow.
Just shadow, yeah.
No.
Okay, I'm gonna
difficult to do observation in this. So your mind is clouded, your reason is difficult. But do observation at -2.
No.
Are you who are touching it? I think are the only.
I think we all are, actually.
No. Are we all gonna have another dice for you?
How many darkness points do we want to give him?
Building my stock back up for next
time. Well, I know, but after last time, you had to give them all away because you had so many.
So all of us have failed, have we?
Yeah.
Yep.
So do you want to give them another 3? Yeah.
I'm gonna think about the greatest engineering I've ever done. And I'm going to think about the great feats of engineering I have achieved and the fabulous results that have happened. And think about them in the context of this ship to try and give it a sense that I can enable it to leave. Hang on, let me just try this first before you throw in more darkness points.
It's sad. I don't think it believes, sir. You get an impression that maybe people who thought they could help it are these strange... souls.
Creatures that are skittering around.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anywhere?
That's how we'll end up if we try and fail to help.
Yeah. Is there anywhere here that I can hit with a screwdriver? Hit with a spanner. Standard technician approach.
You can.
Is there anything that looks like a panel or
no.
a?
Oh. It's very hard to even look at this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why you will try the observation.
Have you tried turning yourself off and on again?
Is there a reset button?
No, that's too rational.
Mm.
You've got to work in emotions.
Oh, okay. So it's going to be a wonder.
What do you want to do with this?
I'll put both hands and just try and... Well, the memories of the pilot. Let's just try and do that there.
Your memories of the pilot? Mm. Or...
You get to roll
of
more than one dice. Again.
Of you being a pilot.
Yes, yeah.
Any particular emotional moment of you being a pilot?
Breaking atmo.
Breaking atmosphere.
First time you ever piloted a ship and broke atmo.
Try that one then.
Try it, I guess.
So what's that then? So which one dice?
Is it empathy.
That's your empathy roll.
You've only got one empathy.
Well, yeah, but it's -2, isn't it?
No. Observation is -2.
Oh, all right.
Empathy is...
All right.
It's difficult to think rationally.
Okay.
Yeah, see things.
One success.
Okay. It's hopeful. And you kind of feel the emotion of what in gaming culture they call fiero, because there isn't a word for it in English, which is when you're playing a difficult video game and you win, you know, you've had this frustrating experience and you finally crack it. That feeling, and that feeling from when you were doing the very dangerous dropship
that
the priest talked about, seems to give it hope.
So can we looking to a link then, aren't we? Kind of show, well, can ask, show me how to, yes. Show me how to help, kind of, in less than.
It goes immediately sad.
So,
it needs us to help it, rather than the other way around.
How can we, how can I, yeah.
So, you need to think again about that. Maybe you should be thinking about the protection that, as Gunner, you've been giving ships before, and the greatest moment you've ever had. And I need to think about something spectacular that I did to maybe about, flying a ship in portal space. You know, controlling a ship in portal space. How great is that? Because we are able to do that. So the point is that we are capable of doing that. That's the we're trying to impress it.
Yeah, so well, yeah, go back to my myself.
It knows you're not capable of doing that, that you can't even be conscious in portal space.
But through my emotions, I'm projecting an experience that we've had, because we did do that in portal space.
You and he did. Yeah, and it's
this
scared.
Is when you fall the creature. Oh, so you're
picking away. Up on your fear about the Hounds of Tinduos that you met in space.
But, I'm thinking about the moment where we successfully...
Can you?
Dealt with it. Why not? Because we did. We killed that one.
Let's do another thing.
Own emotion of fear seems to be overriding.
Do I get to make a roll on this then, rather than you telling me? Then you know, okay. Player agency here, Matt. You're telling me what I'm thinking. I'm thinking something different. Three dice. Okay.
I'm going to go over the memory game and say this time we can actually.
Don't say anything.
I'm saying feeling. That's what I'm saying. That's what you know what I'm saying. I'm going to say, well, this time I can help you. And together, we can...
And again, that loss and suffering.
No, it needs us to do it for it. We can't... It's not now to do with it. We've got to help it. It's like a baby.
Everybody make a wits roll at minus two.
Wits roll.
Two successes.
What's that for?
One success.
Okay.
A wits roll at minus two, as he told us to do.
Psychology isn't your thing, but this is like...
A baby, is it?
Id and ego. It's missing the rational part of itself, and it's only got the emotional part of itself.
So
it's being ruled by its chimp.
You need the lava lamp.
That's what your conclusion may be.
So we're going to trog back 3 days, go and get Kadeem and come back again. Is there any way... Okay. Can it communicate with Kadeem? I'm thinking about Kadeem and where Kadeem is.
Incredible longing and loneliness and separation. Where has Kadeem gone? It doesn't understand.
It can't communicate.
Distance in this way.
Okay. I'm projecting the emotions that we were all getting at the parties in Club Topeka. Yeah. The pleasure, the joy, the love.
Reassuring it.
And that Kadeem is there.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm also thinking about the location. That it's very close to where...
It doesn't understand distance. Okay.
I think we've got...
And we're just going to go back, nick the lava lamp, and come back here.
So do you think Kadeem is actually in the lava lamp? That's not just what he's using. This is.
I don't know. That's what I asked, but didn't get an answer really.
Whatever it is. The ship is obviously the kid, isn't he? And the Kadeem's the parent. The ship is the kid.
It's two halves of the personality. Mm. Okay, Ken, we know we can. Okay, thinking of Kadeem and thinking of the reunion between Kadeem and the ship.
Mm-hmm. There's lots of hope and warmth coming out of this.
And thinking of kind of daydreaming about the day Kadeem comes back to the ship. To try and get a sense from the ship.
Yeah, warmth and hope. Yeah.
What I'm trying to do is find a way of getting the ship to give me something that I can that we can take back to Kadeem.
Kadeem, yes,
to say,
I know,
come back to the ship.
But the fact is, what I'm thinking, we know this place has been searched before, don't we, yes? So whoever came down before, removed Kadeem. I can't imagine.
Maybe found Kadeem and took him, yeah. Went,
lava lamp.
Lava lamp, yeah. For some unknown reason, you know.
So, do we go and get Kadeem and come back?
It's hard to see any other
way
option at this point. Yeah.
Okay, I'm not going to make you do the journey again. Well, I am going to make you do the journey again, but we're not going to play through it. But yes, that does seem to be the solution.
You have been listening to The Coriolis Effect, presented by Fiction Suit with the RPG Gods, with music by Stars on a Black Sea, used with permission of Free League Publishing. Imagery from NASA and the Hubble Space Telescope, brought to you by Wikimedia Commons. Typeface is Code by Font Fabric.